It's time for OTV Top 10.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Akanksha. You're listening to OTV Top 10. Today is the 1st of January and here are the top news of the day. A day after approving 7th pay commission scale for the teaching, non-teaching staff of several schools and colleges, the Odisha government made a big announcement regarding the regularization of over 8,000 junior teachers of the state. School and Mass Education Minister Sameer Ranjan Das today said that the jobs of 8,102 contractual junior teachers have been regularized by the state government. This is what Sameer Ranjan Das had to say on the matter.
আজি আমি নিশ্চিন্ত ভাবে আমার বিভাগ স্কুল ও গণশিক্ষা বিভাগ আজ নিশ্চিন্ত ভাবে আপনার করোনা সত্ত্বে করোনা পরবর্তী অবস্থায় অনেক যুগান্তকারী পদক্ষেপ নিয়ে চালিছে আজ তা ভিতর অন্য হচ্ছে গোটে কথা আপনার যে শিক্ষা সহায়ক 15 ব্যাচ লে আজ সে রেগুলার করা গেল 8,102 যে শিক্ষা সহায়ক তাঁর আনুষ্ঠানিক ভাবে আজ তাঁর রেগুলার করা যাচ্ছে এবং আপনার জাঁলে খুশি হবে 40,052 প্রমোশন ইয়া ভিতরে দিয়া সরিছে
The newly appointed Director General of Police of Odisha, Sunil Bansal, sought help from the people to prevent crimes in the state. Extending his good wishes to the people of the state on the occasion of the new year, Bansal said that Odisha Police will try its best to prevent crimes in the state. However, they need cooperation from the people to be fully successful in their endeavor. The senior IPS officer also assured that he will carry forward the legacy and success of Odisha Police. This is what Sunil Bansal had to say.
Namaskar, mu Police Department tarafru. ସମସ୍ତଙ୍କୁ ସମସ୍ତ ଲୋକ ଯେଉଁମାନେ ଭାଇ ଭଉଣୀମାନେ ଯେଉଁ ଓଡ଼ିଶାରେ ଅଛନ୍ତି ତାଙ୍କୁ ଶୁଭେଚ୍ଛା ଜଣାଉଛି ଯେମିତି ଭାବରେ ପୋଲିସ ଡିପାର୍ଟମେଣ୍ଟ ସବୁବେଳେ କାମ କରି ଆସିଛି ସେହି ସେବା ଭାବ ପୁଣି ଚେଷ୍ଟା କରିବୁ କି ଯେଉଁ ଲୋକମାନେ ଏଠିକି ଅଛନ୍ତି ଆମେ ତାଙ୍କୁ ସବୁଠୁ ବେଷ୍ଟ ସର୍ଭିସ୍ ଦେଇପାରିବୁ ଯେମିତି ନ୍ୟୁ ଅବର୍ଷରେ ଅସହାୟ ଅଛନ୍ତି କିମ୍ବା ଗରିବ କିମ୍ବା ନିର୍ଦ୍ଧନ ଅଛନ୍ତି ଦୂର ଅଞ୍ଚଳରେ ରହୁଛନ୍ତି ତାଙ୍କ ପାଇଁ ଯେଉଁ ପୋଲିସର ଯାହା ସୁବିଧା ରହିଛି ପୋଲିସର ଯାହା ରିକ୍ୱାୟାରମେଣ୍ଟ ରହିଛି ଆମେ ତାଙ୍କୁ କମିଟମେଣ୍ଟ ଆମର ଯେଉଁ କମିଟମେଣ୍ଟ ଅଛି ତାଙ୍କୁ ରିଇନଫୋର୍ସ କରୁଛୁ ତାଙ୍କୁ ଆମର ଯେଉଁ ପ୍ରତିବଦ୍ଧତା ନିଷ୍ଠା ଅଛି ତାଙ୍କର ପାଇଁ ଆମେ ତାଙ୍କ ଅପେକ୍ଷା ଅନୁଯାୟୀ କାମ କରିପାରିବୁ ଏହି ଭାବରେ ଆମେ ନିଜକୁ ପୁରାପୁରି ପୁନଃ ସମର୍ପିତ ଆଜି କରୁଛୁ
The registration process for the vaccination of children in the age group of 15 to 18 years in Odisha began on Saturday. Odisha Health Director Bijay Mahapatra said that the eligible beneficiaries can register themselves for the vaccine jab on Covin app or web portal and book their slots which will start from January 3, 2022. Besides, they can avail on-the-spot booking at the vaccination centers as well. This is what Bijay Mahapatra had to say on the matter.
ବର୍ତ୍ତମାନ ଷ୍ଟେଜ୍ରେ ମୁସ୍କିଲ କାହିଁକିନା ଆମ ରାଜ୍ୟରେ ଯେତିକି ପଜିଟିଭିଟି ରେଟ୍ ଅଛି ସଫିସିଏଣ୍ଟ ସାମ୍ପଲ୍ ସାଇଜ୍ ନାହିଁ ଆମେ ତା ଉପରେ କହିପାରିବା ନାହିଁ କିନ୍ତୁ ଆମେ ଦେଖୁଛେ ମହାରାଷ୍ଟ୍ର ଯେଉଁ ଚାରିଆଡ଼େ ବଢ଼ୁଛି ତେଣୁ ଆମକୁ ତା ପ୍ରତି ସଜାଗ ରହିବାକୁ ପଡ଼ିବ ଆମେ ବି ଦେଖୁଛେ ଆମର କିଛି ଟାଉନ୍ସରେ କାଲି 298 ଆମର ହେଇଛି ଆଜି ଯେଉଁ ରିପୋର୍ଟ ଆସିଛି ତେଣୁ ଗୋଷ୍ଠୀ ସଂକ୍ରମଣ ହଉ ନ ହଉ ମୁଁ ବାରମ୍ବାର କହିଆସିଛି ଯେ କୋଭିଡ଼ ଭାଇରସ୍ ଅଛି ଯେମିତି ଦେଖୁଛନ୍ତି ଆମେ ବିଭିନ୍ନ ରାଜ୍ୟରେ ବଢ଼ୁଛି ଆମେ ମନା କରିପାରିବା ନାହିଁ ଯେ ଆମ ରାଜ୍ୟରେ ହବ ନାହିଁ ଆମେ ଏମିତି କମ୍ରେ ରହିବା
Prime Minister Narendra Modi released over 20,900 crore rupees to more than 10.09 crore farmers across India as 10th installment of the financial aid under the PM Kisan scheme. Modi released the amount to beneficiaries at an event held through video conference. Under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi or PM Kisan scheme, a financial benefit of Rs 6,000 per year is provided to the eligible farmer families payable in three equal installments of Rs 2,000. The money is transferred directly to the bank account of the beneficiaries. During the virtual event, the Prime Minister also released an equity grant of more than 14 crore rupees to about 351 farmer producer organizations benefiting 1.24 lakh farmers. Jammu and Kashmir Director General of Police Dilbagh Singh on Saturday said that a minor altercation among some young boys led to the stampede at the Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine in which 12 people were unfortunately killed. Talking to PTI, he said that the incident was very unfortunate and police and other officials responded to the situation in no time. Preliminary information from the scene suggests that there was an altercation among some young boys and within seconds there was a stampede situation. According to the police chief, police and officials from the civil administration were quick to respond and the order within the crowd was immediately restored but by the time the damage had been done. The police chief also said that the injured were immediately rushed to the nearby hospital, adding that 15 people were injured. The World Health Organization chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that he is optimistic that the COVID-19 pandemic will be defeated in 2022 provided countries work together together to contain its spread. The World Health Organization chief also warned against narrow nationalism and vaccine hoarding in a New Year statement. His comments come 2 years since the WHO was first notified of cases of an unknown pneumonia strain in China. He warned that continuing inequity in vaccine distribution was increasing the risk of the virus evolving. The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, the world's largest free trade agreement, entered into force on Saturday. After the agreement takes effect, more than 90% of the merchandise trade among members that have approved the agreement will eventually be subject to zero tariffs. With optimized trade rules among signatories, streamlined procedures and wider opening up in the sectors of services, trade and investment, the RCEP will bring tangible benefits to the member countries. Betty White, the Emmy-winning TV star who had a remarkable later career resurgence in films, TV commercials and the hit series The Golden Girls and Hot in Cleveland, has passed away at the age of 99. The Los Angeles Police Department responded to a death investigation on the 500 block of Anne Carmelina Eve in Los Angeles at 9:30 a.m. Friday morning. White would have celebrated her 100th birthday on January 17. White is believed to have died on Thursday night at her Brentwood home. The India Meteorological Department on Saturday predicted further dip in the minimum temperature in several parts of Odisha. As per the IMD, the minimum temperature is likely to fall gradually by 3 to 4 degrees Celsius in the next 3 days. However, there'll be no large change thereafter over the districts of Odisha. IMD in a bulletin said that dry weather is most likely to prevail over the districts of Odisha in the next 24 hours. Shallow to moderate fog is very likely to occur at one or two places over the districts of South Interior Odisha, Angul, Dhenkanal and Cuttack. A friend in need is a friend indeed, and it was a childhood mate who helped star javelin thrower Sumit Antil pull his life together after his leg was amputated following an accident which helped him win a gold medal at the Tokyo Paralympic Games. Antil thought his life was ruined when he lost his left leg after a tractor ran over it during a bike accident when he was in his teens. He was not sure whether he could continue his career as a budding wrestler. It was at this time that his friend Mohit stepped up and helped Antil, motivated him to take up sports again and played a crucial role in winning the Paralympic gold. That's it for today. For news in detail, visit odissatv.in, Odisha's premier destination for news updates in English. This is Akanksha signing off.